And today we're learning more about the Daniels Fund, of course, scholarship options for our local seniors in Western Wyoming. And joining me live on the air today is CEO of the Daniels Fund. That's Hannah Scandera. Good morning, Ms. Scandera. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I am great, and great to be with you.
Well, appreciate you taking some time with us today to talk Daniels Fund and scholarship options. First, Ms. Scandera, tell us how long you've been involved with the Daniels Fund and what your role is as the CEO.
Terrific. I actually have known the Daniels Fund for nearly 10 years, but I was first a grantee. I was the Secretary for Education in New Mexico, and the Daniels Fund gave a grant to some education initiatives in New Mexico about 7 years ago. And then I joined the board about 4 years ago. And then I was invited to apply for the CEO role about 2.5 years ago and became the CEO about 20 months ago. So I've had a long relationship with the Daniels Fund, and I am proud and humbled to serve as the CEO today. It's an incredible, I have the best job in the world. I get to steward Bill Daniels' vision for giving in four states, Wyoming being one of them, and for giving scholarships and grants. And it's just, it is the most amazing opportunity to see young people rise and become who they were made to be in receiving a scholarship of up to $100,000. And giving grants and supporting entities and organizations and people that are truly game-changing and making a difference in their communities.
Well, as you mentioned, the Daniels Fund has been making impacts for seniors for a long time with scholarships. Tell us the history of the Daniels Fund and how it got started and what its overall purpose and goals are.
Terrific. So Bill Daniels, and this is the fun part for Wyoming, launched his cable television business with his first cable system in Casper in 1954. And so he was a pioneer, an entrepreneur, and a philanthropist. And he was really known for his big heart and incredible business success. And his deepest desire when he was setting up the foundation just in 2000, so just over 20 years ago, was to make a difference in communities that he had had the opportunity to live or start businesses in. So that included Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. So in 2000, he launched a fund with $1 billion, and his goal was to really, like I said, make that difference. And I will tell you, this last December, we celebrated, so December of 2021, we celebrated giving away $1 billion in grants and scholarships in our four states. So just incredible work. We give, in our grants, we give education and early childhood grants. We give grants for aging, addiction, youth sports, homelessness, disabilities, ethics. So just a really robust area. All of these areas, very personal to Bill Daniels. He was a Golden Gloves boxer, so we get to give in youth sports. He knew education was game-changing, so we get to give in education. He loved his mom, and he wanted her to age with dignity. So we give him in the aging arena. He was an alcoholic. And so we give in the areas of addiction. So very thoughtful. Bill Daniels really believed in giving back where he had seen opportunity and people making a difference, or people had made a difference in his life, or he wanted to make a difference.
This morning, live on the air during the weekday wake-up, Hannah Scandera, the CEO of the Daniels Fund. It sounds like, with that in mind, that pretty much every high school senior should be applying for this, regardless of background or what your interests are moving forward.
Absolutely. Listen, at the end of the day, we love our scholars. They're incredible. And just to give you a little sneak preview for Wyoming, we have given nearly $25 million in scholarships since 2000. That's over 539 Wyoming scholars. This year we have 45 in 2022. And our application is open. So, yes, we want scholars from Wyoming to apply. So go to our website, apply today. The window closes in just a couple on October 15th. And we're looking for young people in Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, or Utah who want to go to college and believe that that's an opportunity to grow and live their calling and make a difference in their community as they give back after they've graduated.
So just a few days left to submit an application. How do people apply? What's the application process like? How much time does it take? And what should they be ready? What should they expect?
Great question. So we want you to be a senior. We're looking for students with a minimum GPA of 3.0. We are looking for young people who have need. If that is you, go to visit danielsfund.org. That's our website. And we have a shorter application than ever before. It should take about an hour to complete. And if you're successful, you'll go on to, other phases. We have an interview process, but, to find out if you are a candidate, it's about an hour and we've streamlined that process and we would love scholars from Wyoming. So go to danielsfund.org today.
Ms. Scandera, what is the average amount of scholarships awarded to seniors? Is there a kind of a ballpark that you stick with?
Yes. We give up to 100,000 over 4 years. So that average is 25,000, depending on your need. And that's really what it comes down to is your need based on your family income and what's on your tax return, frankly. And so our average scholars are receiving, around $15,000, a year. So a total of 60,000 going to their college career. But, we have many who are receiving up to 100,000.
Wow. Talk about the impact that could make on someone's ability to go or not go to get that education. Hannah Scandera, CEO of the Daniels Fund, joining us this morning. Appreciate your time. Anything we missed about the Daniels Fund or the application process you'd like to mention?
I will just reiterate, if you're a high school senior, go to our website, danielsfund.org, and to all those in Wyoming that we have had the privilege of supporting, serving, and walking alongside and making differences in your community and the lives of so many people, we just express our deepest gratitude. We are so grateful for all the amazing things that are happening in Wyoming. And I'll just say I went to my first rodeo with my young son in Cody, Wyoming this summer, and it was the best ever. He got down in the arena. We had an amazing time. So I am a huge fan of Wyoming and just grateful to get to be a part of partnerships with so many.
Hannah Scandera, CEO of the Daniels Fund, with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Ms. Scandera, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.